done this in forever. Welcome to In-Game Chat for Saturday, June 4th, 2022. Season 16, episode 18. I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And your mic is off because I had the wrong... See, you act like I've never done this before.
Hey, look, it's been a minute. It's been, what, 2 weeks?
It was, and then it was 2 weeks prior to that. So we had 2 weeks, then I was here a week, then we had 2 weeks. I say 2 weeks, whatever, week off, that sort of thing.
We've been away a minute, folks, so
basically been every other show. Not a bad schedule to have, actually.
Yeah.
We'll just do a show every other weekend. Hmm. Now. Just trying to figure out what I'm doing again. Like it's all brand new to me or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, welcome into the show, everybody. If you'd like to get in touch with us, our phone number is 334-272-9228. Here's the clapboard. And there, or slate board, I believe is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a slate board.
Hmm.
I believe that's what it is. But anyway, that is it right there. If you want to get in touch with us, 334-272, I should unbusy the phones, 334-272-9228. Check out ingamechat.net to get all the links to get in touch with us with. You can find us on Twitter at ingamechat. You can find us on Facebook. You can email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. We are streaming right now. You can find us on twitch.tv and go watch the show and also join in the chat room live while we broadcast. Don't forget our Discord as well. We are in there waiting for people to join us and talk to us on the air through Discord. It's fantastic the way it works and the way you sound as well. It sounds great, too. AC Wraith put something in there saying, how do we get verified in this verified accounts only chat on Twitch? Is that something that has been implemented that I am not aware of?
Never heard of that one.
I know. I'm not sure what this means. Now, if this is... Let me check. Let me see if he's in the chat room. He's in there, shows his name in there, so okay, it's not keeping him out, but this is the first I've heard of anything about that. So anyway, shows that he's typing again, so maybe he'll have some information on what he's talking about. So, okay, it has to do with the phone. He says, apparently it's by phone. I just lost my phone, so no chat for me. So apparently that's the situation going on with AC Wraith. It does show you in the chat room, though, not just on Discord, but also on Twitch. It shows you in there as well. So, anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Hi. We are just going to dive right in and talk about what we've been playing for the past 2 weeks. RJ, I'll hand it over to you. We talked a little bit about this beforehand of, like, how far we veered from our typical, you know, usual gaming
things
we do. You went out... What, one game out of your...
One game out of the norm, yeah.
And I went maybe two? I know one, maybe two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, after about 260-plus hours, I have finally beaten Elden Ring once. And since this is a Souls, it's a Soul series game, I've got to do New Game Plus.
New Game Plus.
All the way up to 7 to build up my character even more so because it's going to take a long time to do so in the original game. Now, I've made, right now I'm doing a tally of all the mistakes I've made in my first playthrough. Some things I've missed, some things I can't do until I play a whole new game. For instance, one of the things that I've missed is the walking mausoleums in the game, which allows you to copy the remembrances of the bosses that you beat in the game. It allows you to copy it. So if they have two things to offer, you can go to the mausoleum, copy it, and get both items in one playthrough. Unfortunately, there was a item that I wanted to get from one of the bosses I did, but I've already... used all the mausoleums in the game, so I've got to go through a new game in order to do so. So I'll just have to beat the boss again to get what I want out of there. So for the time being, it's going to be doing co-op with friends of mine, building up my alts and my main as well, and going through another run through. Probably just won't be putting as much into it as I did my first run through. Now that I'm familiar with the territory, know where to go and when to go. I'll be able to go through a heck of a lot quicker than 250, 260 hours in a playthrough.
The on a new game plus, you know, I so very seldom do a new game plus, but on something like that, does anything change outside of the normal new game plus? Is it more difficult or less difficult?
Difficulty and more.
Does that scale?
It scales up and runes. You get more runes that way. See, there's a very popular farming place in a place called Mogwin's Palace, and you can do all the perks and things that you want to do to increase the amount of runes you get for every enemy you take out. But in new game, it builds up maybe 10%, 15% more. so you can level up faster, and you'll have to.
Yeah.
Because in this playthrough, it takes, because the more you level up, the more it costs to go up and level. So at the beginning, you have maybe 800 runes to go up a level. At level 172 with my character, now it takes about a little over 200,000 runes to go up one level. So everything has to go up in order for me to get to the level that I want to be. And other than that, outside of Elden Ring, I played Pure Pool.
Hey.
Billiards. Basically.
I think I have that on something.
Yeah.
I have a billiards game, I think, it's either on Xbox or it's on, I think it's on PlayStation.
Is it Pure Pool or Hustle Kings or something
else? No.
Like,
no. I want to say it's Pure Pool. Pure. I think it's a Pure Pool because I believe I got it on Piss. But I think it's Pure Pool, I believe.
Pure Pool, yeah. This started because
I never played it, I don't think.
Yeah. It all started because I went to a get-together, a party for a friend of mine, and he went to one of the local pool halls here, right? So, you know, we started playing, had a good time. I hadn't played pool in a very, very long time, but I noticed the basic thing, just apply physics and geometry, basically. Just go through there and just get the right angles, get the right force on the ball and whatever, and do what you can. But it was a pretty good experience overall, so I started to wanted to play a little more, so I found the PlayStation sale, picked it up, and started playing. And very first thing I did, one of the most embarrassing things you can do in a pool hall is like knock the cue ball off the table in a normal shot. Put too much power in there, so I had to get used to the amount of power that you get with the analog stick. Because it's pure analog stick, pull it back, push it forward.
Yeah.
Depending on how far back you pull it, determines how much power you put in the shot. And first shot was too much. Ball flew right off the table. Said, "Yep, well, I'm gonna have to do a little more practice to get this right."
Just like real pool. Own it. Yeah. I do own it. I feel like I bought it, but I do own it. Or I feel like I've played it,
mm-hmm.
but I do own it.
Did you double dip? Possibly?
Yeah. No.
Like a Steam sale or something like
that? No.
Okay.
This is not something that I would have sought, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is something that would have shown up in a, hey, this is free for this week. You might want to download it and add it to your library type of thing.
Okay.
You know? And I did. And there was probably some lazy, and I say lazy Saturday or Sunday, although it feels like, obviously, any free time that I have for gaming usually falls into the Destiny department.
Yeah.
I do, and I may have been, maybe it was I was just sick or something. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I was where I do my console gaming, and it was not on the PS5. I want to say it was PS4. And I loaded the thing up and played a little bit of it. Thought the unlocks were kind of neat. Mm-hmm. Some of the things you'd unlock real quick, but
yeah.
I didn't really put a lot of time into it.
Yeah, there is a lot of unlocking in there. You do sync two on a break, sync three on a break, things like that. Something you'll just randomly do playing the game over and over again, and it'll add up.
Yeah. Is there a sale going on in the PlayStation Store right now?
There was a sale at the time I picked the game up. I know that for sure because it wasn't too much.
Wait, did you buy that now? Did you buy that recently? Or
recently.
You just okay. I
just
thought
recently.
Maybe you had it.
Mm-mm.
Did you double dip?
Mm-mm.
How do I have it?
Because you buy stuff all the time on sale.
But I don't. This is not a game I would have bought. This is a game I would have.
But
gotten.
You got it.
I know. Was it?
Yeah.
It was never a part of PS Plus or something.
To my knowledge, no. All I know was the time I saw it, it was on sale. It was like I said, after the get together at the pool hall. About a week later, I was looking it up, and there it was. It just happened to be on sale, so I picked it up. It wasn't even over. I don't think it was even $3-4. I mean, it wasn't much.
I know. I'm looking. I wish I had. And maybe there does exist a website or something that gives the list or history of a game that it has ever been on PlayStation Plus.
Was it ever offered free? I know it's an old game. It's from 20-something. Let's see.
Would you pay for it?
Like $3-4.
Yeah. I see here in June 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
He says as he's manipulating this thing. June 22nd of 2020, the PS Plus price for that game was $1.99.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that it was ever free, but then again, I don't know if it was ever offered for PS Plus.
Is that Raw or the bundle? Because it was a bundle I picked up.
I've
always heard the name, but I never knew what it was. Snooker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one with the red balls, because there's always red balls on the table somewhere. So I never knew about it, but it came with it. So it was a bundle pack I got. So maybe that had something to do with it.
Yeah, I wish I could find it. It's one of those things. It's weird. I really wish the... I say it's weird. I ask for these things like, man, there should be a website that tells you these things. And when I don't find one, I should say, hey, I should make a website that can... what's the term I'm trying to come up with here?
Mm.
Correlate? Not correlate. Whatever. Get all the information of games. Not necessarily. I'm not looking for price history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for, was it ever offered for free history?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Did it ever come with the PS Plus, or did it come with Xbox Game Pass or games with gold?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it ever on, well, we've got...
So like a catalog of free games.
Yeah, you know.
A catalog of free games.
Were they ever free before? And I feel like that should already exist.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that should already be there somewhere.
Yeah, so it's probably got it somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say the Days of Play is going right now. It ends on the 8th. That's really small writing. Days of Play ends on the 8th. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to see, what do they have? What's some good games here to pick up, if any? Check their bestsellers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see a lot here. Ratchet and Clank that I'm looking for, that's $40. That's not a deal to me.
Default price, 60?
Default price on that is 70.
Okay. It must be a special edition then.
It's not a special edition. It's the fact that the first-party PS5 games...
Oh, never mind, PS5. Okay.
From Sony.
I'm still in the PS4 mindset. It's still 60, yeah. 60 a pop on PS4.
It's a 70, PS5 yeah. game.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
It was never released on PS4 that I know of. The other thing, a lot of those games, like Horizon Forbidden West, $70, although you could buy the PS4 version and do the free upgrade.
Yeah.
There was that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look. I'm still looking here for the best ofs. Guardians of the Galaxy Digital Deluxe Edition is $35. That's regular $70
mm-hmm.
on PlayStation. So Resident Evil Village, $30. That's a little much.
I haven't started that yet.
Kena Bridge of Spirits is $25, regular $40. Trying to see. Oh, the Uncharted Legacy of Thieves collection is $30, down from $50. Civilization VI is $9, down from $30. Assassin's Creed Odyssey Deluxe Edition is $20. Not bad there. Mafia Definitive Edition, that's $20.
I think Mafia, I missed out on that. I think 1 and 2, was it 1 and 2 came together? It was a really good deal back in the day, and I never picked up on it.
The whole Mafia trilogy is, that's interesting. So you can get Mafia Definitive Edition, which is Mafia 1 remastered, basically.
Yeah.
You can get that for $20, or for $10 more, for $29, you can get that plus the other two games in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Mafia 2 and Mafia 3. Mafia 2 being a remaster, and then Mafia 3 being the Ultimate Edition or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you can get the entire everything Mafia for $30 if you wanted to do that on PlayStation right now. Mm. Jedi Fallen Order Deluxe Edition is $15, but if you have EA Play, you can just play it. It's free. So anyway, looking over the state of play, the play days or whatever it is. We had a big Sony thing the other day. I think it was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Sony did a state of play thing, so we'll be going over that as well. As far as the games that I played, more Destiny, of course. Obviously, that is what I'm doing. Playing my Destiny. Grinding my Destiny.
I heard there was a sale on that, too.
Probably.
All the add-ons and whatnot.
I want to say it did have a sale recently, and I don't necessarily know if it was on PC or if it was on... may have been across the board. May have been on PC and console as well.
There's advertisements on PlayStation Store, that's for sure.
Nabokov fan asks, when does the PS version of Game Pass drop? Is it already active? It's not active yet. It starts, I believe, on the 13th. I think that's when that goes active. 13th or 14th.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, is when that kicks in. It is. I mean, you can go ahead and put your money in for it if you want to do that, I think. Yeah. But yeah, I believe that kicks
June 13th.
Yeah, the 13th. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, my subscription doesn't end out till August, so I'll have a little time to look at and see how the initial jump is.
We had a good list of games that were released or leaked or whatever. It was coming from an Asian leak.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not sure if the list that we saw only applies to Asian territories or applies to... And there's a lot in there that you could probably say, well, it's probably both. But you don't know until it releases there. What does he say? My little brother keeps blowing $50 a day on games out of boredom. Well, that's no. He can put that $50. Take two of those days, and you can just buy the PlayStation Plus thing, and then he can stop spending $50 a day on games anyway. Mm. They have plenty to play with that or the Game Pass thing, too. So, yeah, I played Destiny, and right now I'm grinding Iron Banner. They've revamped the way Iron Banner works now. It's not the same way.
Yeah, I kind of fell out of favor with Iron Banner. It was more the same. I mean, everything was being updated except Iron Banner. Like the same outfits, the same same variations of the same weapon.
Mostly that hasn't changed.
Yeah, great.
The game mode has changed, though. They now your level does not matter at all. So everybody goes into Iron Banner as, you know, everybody's on par with everybody else.
Okay.
I mean, obviously your guns matter with the perks that come with them and sort of thing, like they always have.
Yeah.
But the level of your gun doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, so purple's everywhere.
Yeah, when you're playing Iron Banner, doesn't matter. Used to be a test of, your level test, basically, but they got rid of all the bounties that you have to do now as well.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of the bounties for the bounty system for the Iron Banner. Now you just play a certain number of matches as, I think this time around it's Solar or Void. Mm-hmm. So you play either as your Solar class or your Void class. And you play three matches, boom, you get a pinnacle. You play four matches after that, you get a pinnacle. Five matches after that, you get a pinnacle. So you just play. That's it.
Mm-hmm. But Crucible stuff.
Yeah, it's all Crucible.
Yeah.
And the game mode has changed. It's no longer Control. They brought back Rift.
Not familiar with that.
Yeah, Rift is where you spawn on either side of the play field, and then a ball spawns in the center. You go rush, grab the ball, dunk it into their base.
Mm-hmm.
You get a point.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Changes a little bit of the way things work.
Imagine some on American Gladiators.
Yeah, it basically is.
Yeah. Okay.
It's essentially, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, I
don't know the name of the game, but I remember. Yeah, I remember dudes got hit.
But they added triumphs, trophies, and things. So like, if you do this many things, or you do it this many times, you get a little thing.
Yeah.
And if you do all of them, you get a title.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I am after.
Mm-hmm. Which title in particular?
Not the best of my abilities, but to to the disappointment of my mental health.
I'd say the detriment of your mental health.
Yeah, really. What did you? Oh, what's the title?
Iron Lord. Iron Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would like to have. There's two titles from this season that I would like to have. Iron Lord being one of them, and Reaper, which is the one for the entire season that I'm aiming for as well. And then, of course, I also have to gild my Dredgen title again for the fifth consecutive time, and that has to do with Gambit.
Okay.
But right now, the grind is Iron Banner. That is the whole. Mostly what tomorrow will be.
Mm-hmm. Those two titles just involve numbers, no specific task you have to perform. Like take out this many people and you get this title.
No, there's nothing like that. I mean, there is, you know, get the ball and score a point ever how many times,
for the titles. These are for the titles.
Okay. Yeah. And then there's also reset your rank twice. Most of these things, if you're going for one of them, you're going to do the other.
Mm-hmm.
Just because.
They just happen to be there.
Yeah, because you're playing.
Yeah.
You're just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's currently what I'm working on. So, yeah, it's a grind.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Destiny, though, I did play I want to say I did play some more Arkham City, just a little bit more of Arkham City that I played. But I downloaded a couple of different games. Round Guard was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a roguelike Peggle. Did you ever play Peggle?
No.
That's going to be tough to explain.
Well, good thing we got the internet here.
Yeah. You may want to just look up Round Guard. Anyway, so with Peggle, it is, you know, you fire a ball from the top and it hits these little pegs.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes to the bottom, essentially. Yeah,
Plinko. Yeah. Okay.
And that's it. You want to clear the pegs. That's how you clear the board and you move on to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Bingo.
Okay.
Round Guard takes that approach, but the ball that you fire is like a rogue or a knight or, mm-hmm. you know, some kind of class.
Yeah.
And he has your character has health points or hit points. And so you fire that at enemies that are on the board, and while they do attack you, you attack them, and then you bounce around, mm-hmm. attacking whatever's on the board, and also trying not to lose health while you're doing it. And there's some other little mechanics they threw in there. It's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. It's so much. Having looked at Peggle and played it, so much of it, and I'll probably pick up the DLC for Peggle eventually. There's like two other characters with levels and stuff that have been around for ages, and I just never bought them.
Mm-hmm.
But Peggle's fun. It really is. It's a very, like, no-brainer type of thing. But I enjoyed Round Guard for being this, like, oh, it's a little bit deeper on the mechanics. It's a little bit deeper on, it isn't just, you know, fire this thing off and clear the pegs. You got to think about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Then there's these, you got powers. There's potions that maybe you want to aim at the potions and get those so that your health goes up. And then you have to get your mana. There's a whole lot to do with it. And mm-hmm. I really enjoyed what little of it I played.
Mm-hmm.
Was really, really good. The other game that we played was, it was really, I don't want to say it's really weird, but I have music for it coming up, but it's a game called Unpacking.
Hmm.
It's developed by Humble Bundle Games, I believe. Well, actually, no, it's Wizard Beam mm-hmm. is the name of the developer. It's published by Humble Games,
yeah,
which is the Humble Bundle guys.
Yeah, I've seen advertisements and whatnot, and got a little pretty got a pretty popular look.
It does. It's this isometric look, and mm-hmm. it is exactly what the title says. It is a chill game.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely, you know, relaxing, and I call it a game, but it's you unpack.
Yeah,
basically, you go through the life of this girl going through her life. You start at your room, getting home from school, then you get your own place, like a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Then you move into like an apartment and that sort of thing, and you unpack.
Yeah.
That's it. You just unpack.
Yeah. I'm looking at the description. It just says, Unpacking is a game about the familiar experience of pulling possessions out of boxes and fitting them into a new home.
Mm-hmm.
Part block-fitting puzzle, part home decoration, you're invited to create a satisfying living space while learning clues about the life you're unpacking. Over the course of 8 house moves, you are given a chance to experience a sense of intimacy with a character you've never seen and a story you're never told.
Didn't know he had 8 different mm-hmm. places, because I've only done 2. I think I'm working on my 3rd.
Well, that's it. Well, you said you're going through a life, so...
You are. Yeah, it so starts in, like, 1997, I think, and then moves to 2004, and then jumps to 2007. It moves around. It changes in the years, and of course... some things come with you. So every time you move into a new house, you'll eventually pull out this stuffed animal that you've brought. Mm-hmm. You unpacked it 2 houses ago.
Yep.
And it looks a little bit worse for wear.
Yeah.
Because it's lived through the years, but it's really kind
of
cool.
Time. Yeah.
But it was interesting to see play. So I'm playing it and Wendy's playing it. So I play it first. Just because I'm like, I've heard a lot about this game. It's on Game Pass. Let me download it and play it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, she walks in. What are you doing? Basically, I'm unpacking. I mean, I know it's the title, but that's what I'm just unpacking. That's all I'm doing, moving mm-hmm. things around. And she was interested, so she started playing too. Now, her method and my method are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
My method is to place as you unpack. In other words, I pull something out, I find a place for it.
Yeah.
And I put it there.
This goes here.
Yeah.
Right
this
now.
This goes here. This goes here. Yeah. This goes here. This is not the way Wendy plays.
Mm-hmm.
She's not here to defend herself. I don't even know if she's listening to defend herself.
Mm.
But She is, I'm taking everything out of this box right now, then I'll put it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Not my method.
Hmm.
Not necessarily that there's no really wrong method to do it. There is no failing in this game.
Right.
You put stuff where you think it goes, and then when you're done, when all the boxes are empty and have been put away, then it'll give you, it'll outline things in red of like, this doesn't go here. It won't tell you where it goes,
mm-hmm.
but it'll just say it doesn't go there. Mm-hmm. And so you'll have to move it. Which is why whenever Wendy gets done unpacking everything, there's so many things highlighted red. She's just placed them wherever.
So are we talking like the kitchen plates in the bedroom? That type of thing?
Well, there are little tiny achievements, like we put a toaster in the bathtub. Yeah.
You know better. But you did it anyway.
Yeah, of course. So. And of course, it popped up an achievement, like, ah, there you go. And I don't remember what it's called, but it was a nice little clever thing.
Was
and
it WTF?
No. Okay, you get a sticker for it. And there's little stickers that you can highlight your photo album with, and the photo album contains pictures of the rooms that you've decorated and stuff. And so, because it's a person's life, and they're getting stickers and they decorate and personalize it, whatever the case.
Yeah, not long.
It's a neat little thing.
Yeah, not long if you're putting toasters in the bathtub.
Well, yeah, there was nobody there, but the tub was empty. You just placed the toaster in the bathtub, and I thought, ooh, put it there, see what happens. And sure enough, achievement. I did not do that on my first run. I was so focused on, like, this goes here, this goes here, this goes here, this goes here. Ah, done. Yay. You know, that was it. So there's no wrong way to play this game. That's all it is. There's no fail state. There's no, you didn't do it in time. There's nothing. It's just, here, unpack this.
Yeah.
And relax while you do it.
Simple concept.
It's really chill.
It's a simple concept, very chill, and... based on the reviews that it's getting,
some very good popular. Reviews,
It's what I think we've talked about it before. Being unique in gaming now, it's like we've got a set pattern. We know what works, and we're going to keep doing that over and over and over again. And then someone goes outside the norm and makes something like this, and the fans respond.
Mm. I'm looking. Nabokov approves of the Wendy method of unpacking. Move everything and then set it, or you have too much back and forth. I agree with that in maybe a real world scenario, but not in this video game scenario where when I pull something out with my cursor, my mouse, whatever, I can just move it over there and drop it. I don't actually have to walk through rooms and do this. Yeah, I can just do it that way. And there is... So we looked up, so we got this game for free, and I know it's on PC as well. It's okay on a console. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It really benefits with a mouse because of the movement and everything else, unless there's some options where you can change your movement speed so that the mouse will go a little bit faster. Then again, there's sometimes you don't want it to go faster because some of the things that you need to pick up or move around are small little trinkets, knickknacks, something that's a pencil, a ruler, stuff like that you need to pick up and can be done easier on with a mouse or, and we looked this up, the Switch. It is on the Switch, and we looked up, we went to YouTube and Googled, like, Switch controls for unpacking.
Mm-hmm.
And we found review after review of unpacking, some for Switch. Nobody talked about controls until we came across this very inconspicuous thumbnail of just a Switch. And in the background, you see some houseplants or something, but a Switch is there. And it talks about controls, and we clicked on that. Turns out that's the developer's YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not full of anything of, like, flashy whatever. Just here's the title of what we're telling you. Here's controls. The controls work where... they show all the different ways you can use controls of the Switch for unpacking.
Mm-hmm.
So, touchscreen controls, certainly. You can touch the screen, move it where you want to, drop it down if you want to do that. That's if you have it on handheld. If you dock it and it's on your TV, you can then take you can play with the regular controller, or you can use the Joy-Cons. You take the Joy-Con out and you can turn it sideways and play it that way if you want to, or you can use it like a mouse. You point it at the thing you want on screen, you pick that up, you move it over, like a remote control.
Mm-hmm.
So plenty of different ways to play on the Switch. And I thought that was interesting. I haven't played it on the Switch. We looked at it, and the price was like $20. And we're like, it's free right here.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
We can deal with this. There's not a. It doesn't. There's no fail state or anything like that. It's not bothering us. It's free. So why get it on this? I like the portability of it. I like the. I would like to try the controls, but I don't know if it ever leaves Game Pass, and I'm still playing it. Then maybe I'll pick it up. Or if it ever goes on sale.
Yeah.
On Switch, then maybe I'll get it. But yeah. So yeah, you're right. There needs to be more relaxing games, anti-stress lo-fi games. It really is good. It's a really great game. We're going to take a break here because we're way behind. I'm imagining that is Chris on the line. But if it's not, please stay on the line. We're going to take a break and come back to you next. I'm going to answer this when we get on, when we go to break here, so I can find out who this is. But I'm almost certain it's Chris. Anyway, here is music from a game called Floppy Knights. Knights spelled with a K. So yeah, I don't know anything about Floppy Knights, but it is the menu music. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. Music from Evil Dead, the game, which released not too long ago, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Main theme from that game there. It is a, it's just like Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, is it 7 days to die or what's the, no, Dead by Daylight? Dead by Daylight, maybe?
I think it's Dead by Daylight.
Someone where it's completely multiplayer all the way.
Yeah.
You play either as a group trying to get away from the monster or at least kill the monster, or you play as the monster who is trying to kill the group.
Yeah.
So, same thing with Evil Dead. You're playing all of the regular characters from Evil Dead while somebody is playing the evil of the Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, it's one versus like four or five.
Yeah.
And the four or five are a little bit squishy, but if they work together, not as squishy. And then, you know, big main dude has got a lot of abilities to, you know, fight against five other people or whatever. So
yeah.
Anyway, it's out there, but I don't, it's not my kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
It might be like, it probably, that's the kind of game that would have been good back when we were all playing games. And by we, I mean like me, you, James, Jeremy,
group of folks
Matt.
Together, yeah.
You know, all of us to play those kind of games, I think would have been a lot of fun. I think would have been a lot of fun for us to stream those as well. All of us doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You, me, Jeremy, James, Dennis, Matt, all of them. Anybody else that I missed, I'm sorry. But yes, all the old group to play that probably would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And to like stream that probably would have been, yeah. That would have been good. The old Friday the 13th games, the Evil Dead games or something.
Yeah. So. Or something like Evolve.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think
Evolve has the same like format to me, like that, and I think it's Predator Battleground somewhere.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, definitely. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Chris, who has waited very patiently. Thanks, man. Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, not much. Just got done with playing the.
I can barely hear you. What's
Got it on speakerphone. Let me try this. That better?
Much. A little bit better, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. That's much better.
Yeah, speakerphone wasn't picking up too well. Anyway, got done playing the new Horizon game and finished it up and uninstalled it and went back to one of the Diablo comes, Torchlight 2 that I'd got, and been kind of taking it easy and playing through that one and having fun with it.
I was wondering, are you going to pick up that Diablo Immortal thing, the one on the phone?
Nah, I don't ever play games on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
If it was had a controller functionality, you know, I may look into it, but I really don't care. I'd rather wait to the fourth one if they do release it on the other consoles or something, considering what's going on with Blizzard and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I was about to ask, is that the one that someone asked, when they announced it, they said, is this an April Fool's joke?
And they're like, no, yeah, exactly.
That's what, yeah.
Everybody has a phone.
Oh, yeah, that was the one. Yeah, everybody has a phone, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but not everyone wants to play games on their phone.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. That was a thing.
Yeah, it was a fad.
It was.
Hey, Chris, you say you've beaten Horizon Forbidden West, right?
Yeah.
Any desire to play through it again?
Yeah, it just got a new game plus that. Well, he said he uninstalled it, so.
Yeah.
Not really. I wanted to complete some of the other side quests. I mean, I mostly did the side quests and all the different things. I didn't even clear out all the bandit caps and everything, but I got the basic storyline of what was going on and was pretty satisfied with the weapons I had unlocked, and I was like, yeah, I'm just done. I don't feel like playing it no more.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those story games like Last of Us. I mean, you play it one good time, you play it for the story, and when you're done with the story, you're done. That's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, but there was no setup or incentive to play through it again.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it'd been just a lot easier with the weapons and everything I had, and I was like, I really don't care.
Yeah.
It's the same old thing.
Did they throw some? Did they do the same thing they do with a lot of story games? Did they just throw some multiplayer in there to extend its lifespan?
I don't know, but I mean, it was pretty good, but you know. I was just pretty much done with it and wanted to have like a grindy game, kind of like a Diablo, kind of like a role playing where you can grind and you know, do things like that. But there wasn't too much grinding and stuff in that one, except for different parts and this and that. But yeah, I'd had enough of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. What are you going after next?
I don't know. Just wait and see. I'm just playing some other ones I've bought on sale and everything, and ones I've downloaded and put in the backlog or got here and there and, you know, digitally, and like just going back, I haven't played this one. This looks interesting, and just doing that and just finding out something else fun to play.
Yeah. Anything on the horizon you were looking forward to?
No, not offhand.
Yeah, so, when you feel like that, it's time to go to the backlog.
Yeah.
And that comes up, yeah.
Probably the next one I can think of offhand is probably the new Sonic Frontiers. And I think there was a free one that came with PlayStation Plus that they revealed in the states of play through Sony that the PlayStation Plus members are getting. And then Final Fantasy 16, and that's pretty much it for right now.
Yeah, they're adding, what did I say? We're going to go over everything that Sony showed off, which is interesting because I have a link to an article that says everything Sony showed, except it looks like they left out. Well, maybe they didn't. Hang on. Let me look again. Because I was going to say, it seems like they left out the... Yeah, they only mentioned the one VR game, Resident Evil Village VR for PSVR 2. They didn't talk about the other two games, or actually other three games, I think, that were mentioned for PlayStation VR there, which one of them being Horizon Forbidden West, or Horizon Zero, whatever it is. Horizon.
Yeah, Forbidden West.
That one was pretty interesting for the VR.
It really did. It's one of those things that got me very, very interested in, it's maybe not in the combat type thing, but exploration and climbing one of those tall, long neck things, or whatever they are, tall necks. I think would be a lot of fun in VR.
Yep.
So, well, Chris, thanks for calling in, man.
All right. Well, y'all have a good one. We'll talk to y'all later.
You too, man.
Thanks,
take care.
Take care. Right, bye. See ya.
Yeah, we're going to go over everything that was on the state of play or whatever it was, the which they say was a big one. It was 30 minutes. This is likely not their only showing for the E3 season, I suppose. I don't know what we call this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's probably not the only one. Drunk Degenerates, Maltarin's in the Discord there. So, Josh, I think, is he there?
Yes.
There he is. Hey, man, how's it going?
Hi there. I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. How are you two?
Oh, we're doing all right.
Doing good.
A little spacey here for a minute, just because I'm not that it feels new. It's just it doesn't feel as familiar as it usually does because I don't know. It's I haven't been here in a week, and then I was only here for that 1 week, and then I don't know. It just feels a little strange, but doing fine.
Oh well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, it is. What have you been playing?
I just finished the Shadow of the Colossus remake from Bluepoint.
Gotcha. Sony bought them, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah, bought Bluepoint, yeah.
Yeah, they bought Bluepoint. Yeah, I played that, a good while back. I went back and played that. Really, really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Looked great. It was fun. Some of the controls were not, well, some of the controls were exactly what I remembered them being. Which was
difficult, clunky.
You had to fight them.
No.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of fighting your controls, man. But sometimes you have to. And all of their games that, what is that, Sony Japan?
No, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the developers. Put it in, to be even more specific, all of the Ico games.
Mm-hmm.
Ico, Shadow, Last Guardian. Yeah, mm-hmm. All of those were had some controls weren't always the best.
Mm-hmm.
It was constantly one of the negatives that it would always get hit with. Everything else looks great, it looks great, the story's great, it's fun, that sort of thing. However, the controls would always kind of knock it down a point or two on reviews.
Yeah, you can chalk the controls up to the whole thing being an experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so you finished that, and anything that was up in the news here lately that you wanted to go over? Now, we're going to be talking about the State of Play stuff here in just a bit. We played Evil Dead music. Evil Dead sold over 500,000 copies in the first 5 days that it was released.
Yeah, I'm looking at the game because I have some more good news. I'm employed again since Wednesday.
Hey, congratulations. And you got your Twitch partnership or something, right?
Yeah, it's going well all of a sudden.
That's great, dude. That's fantastic, man. You deserve it. And I'm really, really, really happy for you on that. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. You're checking out Evil Dead. Do you have a group that you can play with that?
Not exactly, no. That's why I'm still a bit hesitant.
Same here. Like, I think if we were all still playing these games like we used to, and I know everybody's kind of gone their separate ways as far as, you know, our group, our original group and stuff, I feel like we'd have jumped on that. The Friday the 13th one, and it's more so the Evil Dead one.
Yeah.
I think we would have been all over that.
That's one of them games that you have to play with a group. It's not like just a group of random people can play it that way. You can be it with a group of random people and play it fine, but it's best with a group of people that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Even the Evil Dead game is fully crossplay, I think, as well. So that's another plus
point. That's even better, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're more likely to get a group together, yeah. With that in place, yeah.
Yep. I'm just looking through other stuff here to see what we had. This thing won't go away for some reason. There we go. We got a new Dragon Age name change. So the next Dragon Age game won't be Dragon Age 4. It'll be called Dreadwolf.
Why?
Dragon Age Dreadwolf. I don't know.
Okay, I'm about to say, when you say name changes, like they're taking the name Dragon Age out of there completely.
No. I think it's a subtitle. I think it's not going to be called Dragon Age 4. It'll just be called Dragon Age Dreadwolf.
I think is what it'll
be called. But that's like, that's it. They didn't really show anything. It's just, hey, we're name changing change. The name. That's all. Okay.
Yeah, BioWare lately, I'm not too enthused for the game.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Trying to get some of our short little stories here. Horizon Zero Dawn is getting something from Netflix, be it a live action show or something, but a project is in development for Horizon Zero Dawn and Netflix. See how well that goes. I don't think their Resident Evil thing went over very well that I know of.
I haven't heard anything about it, so that probably didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard it.
I heard it wasn't great.
I mean, what I heard was the complaint about how the look of the characters, like especially the actor they used for Leon.
Yeah.
I think that didn't go over it very well, and I haven't heard anything about it since then.
I probably wouldn't have noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I watched that, I probably wouldn't have noticed. I would watch that and take it as gospel, as they say. I would look at that and be like, okay, that's what that character in game must look like, because I don't play those games.
Mm-hmm.
So I just take them at face value of whatever I'm seeing.
Yeah.
But I did hear it wasn't too great.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Did you check out the gameplay from Sonic Frontiers?
I haven't seen that.
First 7 or 11 minutes of the game is up. You can watch it.
Okay.
It's IGN, one of IGN's things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a link in our little news feed that we have there.
Yeah.
So you can check that out. But this is the open world Sonic game.
Yeah.
The one that isn't side scroller. It's, you know.
It's something like that experimental Sonic Jam before Sonic Adventure came out.
I have no idea.
It was basically a bunch of open world running around. It was like the test thing they did before Sonic Adventure came out.
I mean, it is open world running around. It gives high vibes of Breath of the Wild, Zelda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Setting, interactions, that sort of thing. I didn't really see a lot of enemies, but you do have some enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it was just navigation, moving around, trying to, you know, get from weapons. There's these little markers on the map, or I say on the map, but there's little markers on the area that you're in,
mm-hmm.
where if you go over to one, there is something to do there, be it a puzzle to solve or a mission that starts at that point or something you have to do. Little things like that.
mm-hmm.
I don't exactly know how it's all going to tie in. I liked what I saw. I was impressed by what I saw. And then I went to forums to read it. I'm like, how does everybody else? What do they see? Not a lot of people didn't like it. There's a lot of people who did not like it.
Mm.
And I'd have to read what their complaints are. Apparently, there was a lot of pop-in. So,
okay.
There was a ton of that stuff. And I did see that. I don't necessarily know that does anything to me as far as...
I'm trying to think of the...
I would knock it on a review, but does it hinder me playing it? Not necessarily. Not really.
I mean, I'm trying to think... because Sonic has always been about speed, mm-hmm. right? And with the game... With Sonic in the game, he's going to be fast. So on 3D world, open world, add his speed to it. I would see a little pop in.
I also don't know what system we're seeing it played on.
Mm-hmm.
That I know of. I didn't really pay attention to that. I should look to see if maybe it's coming from Switch or I don't know. I don't know where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is that we're looking at. But I really liked what I saw, regardless of what everybody else was talking about it. And I am not on a Sonic level like you are or like most fans of Sonic are. I'm not on that level.
Mm-hmm.
I can look at a Sonic game and be like, hey, I like this. I like Sonic Mania. I like Sonic. What's the one that had old Sonic and new Sonic in it?
Generations.
I like Sonic Generations.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I liked Sonic 4. Was it Sonic the Hedgehog 4 that released as like part 1 and part 2? What was that? It released on Xbox Live Arcade. And it was Sonic.
There was a Sonic the Hedgehog 4.
Yeah, but it was episodic, wasn't it? Didn't they release
something? I'm trying to remember now. I remember there was a Sonic 4, but I don't know if it was episodic. I remember being episodic or not.
I thought it was, but anyway, regardless, yeah. I liked that.
Yeah.
Some of the Sonics I didn't like was the Sonic on Xbox, Sonic 2006, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. That was
a lot of people didn't like that one.
I didn't like Sonic Beast Mode or whatever that was.
Sonic Unleashed. Sonic Unleashed
turns into a were-Sonic. There was a lot of
fun with the daytime. The daytime aspect was pretty nice. A lot of folks liked that. It was that nighttime when he turned to the werehog. That part was just people didn't like that. People didn't like that part.
Yeah, basically because you just said werehog mostly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Hey, Josh, we're going to take a break and come right back to you. Okay, can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, thanks, man. Yeah, we're going into our break here. When we come back, we're going to go over the state of play stuff because there's some things I really want to hit on this, and something has awakened within me that I never knew was there, and maybe it's still not, but I'll tell you what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what that is and what I was extremely surprised, and I still am to think about it. But anyway, we'll come back and mention that. Here is music from Vampire the Masquerade Swan Song, which just came out, again, a few weeks ago while we've been taking all this time off. This is called The Old Inquisition. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat after this. Back to In-Game Chat. I was just going to let that play. I was really enjoying that. I was wondering, I was like, oh, this is really good. I remember putting this in, but I can't remember what game it's for, but this is really good. You know what game this is for?
No.
Split Second.
No.
Because we talked about that the other week.
Yeah.
Track on this one's called Where Cars Go to Die. Josh, have you ever played Split Second?
Yes, I believe I did.
Is it only on it's only on console, is it? Never got released on PC
that
or anything.
Was the Disney racing game?
It was, yeah. BlackRock Studios,
yeah.
Which published by Disney, but BlackRock basically was owned by Disney. And then they did Pure, and then they did Split Second, and then they were disbanded.
I say it's on Steam.
Is it?
Yeah.
Split Second. Mm-hmm. Maybe I own it. I probably do.
Probably do.
Yeah, that game was a fun time.
Wasn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah. Released May of 2010.
Let me see. I've got the Steam app on my phone here. I recently went back to that. Like, we talked about this. I recently went back to it a couple of weeks ago. And I really had a blast with it, man. Where's Steam on my phone?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Let me guess. Do I have to sign in or some stuff? No. Okay. Let's go to the Librarium. And wait for it to load up. Here's all games. Can I do a search? Will it let me do a filter? I don't want to do a filter. I just want to do a search. Split.
I still do remember having Pure from that studio because I think it was the price for some reason dropped to $10 out of nowhere. I just took a chance on it. Turned out to be one of my favorite racing titles that I've ever played.
And yes, I do own this. It is already in your Steam library.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What's this? They have the Disney Games Mega Pack. What's in that? Disney Plane, Split Second, Cars 2, Toy Story 3, Pirates of the Caribbean, Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, Alice in Wonderland. There was a game. Okay. Disney Universe, Disney Pixar's cartoon something. Toy Story, G-Force, Epic Mickey 2, Tron 2.0, that's worth picking up. Wall-E, Little Nemo, Treasure Planet, like basically everything based on their movies. That's interesting. Pure is not in the list. Split Second is. Pure is not. I don't think Pure is even, I don't think Pure is on Steam.
Yeah.
So...
What if it was a copyright? If it was a copyright thing, or just something, or ownership, or whatever? I don't know.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, maybe in that soundtrack thing, because Pure soundtrack features a wide variety of artists and genres, ranging from house to electronic, hip hop, and rock. But yeah, it's actual.
That's a good possibility.
Yeah, there's actual
very good
bands
chance
in here.
On that. AC Wraith said that we're friends on Steam, but it doesn't show that I own it. Now, I own it. I have not installed it. I don't even think I've ever played it, but I do own it. So that may not show because of that. I don't know. Anyway, let's get to Sony's State of Play event. Josh, is this something you watched?
Yes.
Okay. RJ, not
little
something
bits,
you
little
saw?
Little bits and pieces of it.
Right.
I saw it through some social media links and everything.
Yeah. Resident Evil 4 Remake. We're getting that, which just goes without saying since we got everything else.
Yeah, why not?
Just remake the entire Resident Evil series for some reason.
Yeah, that was kind of expected.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they'll stop at 4.
Doubt it.
Probably. I just don't, like, 4 was well-liked.
Mm-hmm.
Four was you know, I think the first one, the second one, you could say maybe the third, and then the fourth, real good to do remakes for.
Mm-hmm.
It's been long enough. Okay. I don't know if 5, I don't think it's been long enough for 5. I don't think 5 holds the same, I don't know, weight, I suppose, as
six
the first
doesn't.
4. 6 definitely doesn't, which is why I'm like, well, then why 5 over 6? I get why 4 over 5, but why would 5 get it and 6 not? If they're just going to, maybe they will, I don't know.
I don't know if they can do with 6. It was just bad overall.
I know, you can't fix broken. Well, I mean, you can. That's what fixing is, but...
you don't want to put the resources into doing that for RE6.
It's a lot broken in that to fix. But yeah, Resident Evil 4, totally fine with it.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a VR aspect of Resident Evil 4. That already exists right now on the Oculus and also a couple of other things, I think even on PC. But you'll get it with PSVR 2 as well. So perfectly fine. I was okay with that. I was like, yep, I knew that. And then, of course, they announced the Resident Evil Village with the VR port for PS5. Sure, totally. I get that. It's a first-person game. You can easily play that in VR. We still haven't seen anything about the VR. Like, we don't know much about the headset that I know of or the controllers, how they're going to work. we don't know how the interaction's going to be.
Yeah.
We also got two. There were I think two other games or four other games for VR. One of those was Horizon, which I thought was cool. There was some other game which I had absolutely no interest in, and I can't remember what it was. This article that I brought up here doesn't go over any of that, of what it is, but yeah. Let's see. What else do we have?
It's probably some Call of Duty thing or something like that.
Eternites. Did you see Eternites? Is it Eternites?
Eternites, no.
Eternites. Mm-hmm. Like Eternal Knights, basically. Eternal. Okay. Eternites. Mm-hmm. It's a dating game, but it's also an action game.
But like Yakuza?
I've never played Yakuza. I have no idea what that game is right.
Because there's action and dating in that. So.
I think I completely blocked that one out.
I wouldn't blame you if you did. But at the same time, I thought that was interesting because as Wendy and I were watching the trailer, we were thinking, this is not for us. This is totally directed not at us. With what it was doing, and then it was throwing these action things in with what I noticed was like visual novel stuff or dating sim stuff, and I thought, wait a second, they're mixing these things together. It still didn't interest me, but it did intrigue me. It was like, huh, is that
unique thing?
That's something I've never seen before.
Yeah. Let's see. Eternites is a dating action game where you try to make the most out of life during the apocalypse. Monday, go on a date. Tuesday, clear dungeon. Friday, freak out. The clock is ticking.
All right.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It might not be my genre. It might not be my type of style, but good. Go ahead. Mix that stuff up.
Looks like a harem anime.
I wish more people would mix their things.
Yeah,
you know?
this is more like a plot to a harem anime.
We were talking about relaxing games. One of the games they showed off at the PlayStation State of Play was something called Season, A Letter to the Future. I don't exactly know what it is, but...
I think I've seen the trailer of that one before.
It's like you go around and talk to people or take pictures of things or kind of categorize
riding
stuff.
Around on the bicycle.
Yeah, because either humanity has ended or is about to end, and you've got to document all this stuff so that whatever happens to the world after you're gone, there's record, I suppose, or something. I don't really know. Tunic is getting a PlayStation release. That's fine.
Looking forward to that.
I have not played it. I know it's on Game Pass or was. I have still not played it. Really need to. The other one, a Roller Dome, I really enjoyed. At first, I didn't. But the more I watched of it, I thought, I could get behind that. It had a very Jet Set Radio aesthetic. And I liked what I saw. It is a skate-based shooter. Like roller derby, but with guns.
I'm trying to think of the game that was similar to that. It wasn't like, I don't think it was skates. It was definitely a run and gun type. I want to say a Korean game, S3, something like that.
Not ringing a bell.
It was something like that. But I've seen that type of a gameplay style before, a run and gun type of intense action shooter. But skates, yeah, it was a lot of a lot of quick, fast motion that your character could do while shooting and aiming at targets. So yeah, I've seen that genre before. So yeah,
I like that. I liked at first I didn't because I don't know, it wasn't, and obviously it's just a really quick like minute and a half, 2 minute trailer or something like that. And so when it started, I just thought this is not interesting. But then they were pulling off some moves and doing some slow motion stuff, and I thought I might could get behind that. I don't know much about it. If it's just all multiplayer or if this is a story based, or I don't know what it is. But I really liked what I saw for that. We got some more footage of the game called Stray, where you play as a cat in a very seemingly photorealistic setting of like Japan somewhere, I think. It comes out July 19th. And yes, Stray might be relaxing, as Thar66 says. There are some aspects of it being relaxing, but I think there is, it's not combat, but there's stealth.
I think it might be like urban jungle apocalyptic.
Yeah, post-apocalyptic. You're exactly right. Say again.
So it's like urban jungle?
I didn't play that.
You're familiar with it, though? Heard of it? No. It was about the, like, some apocalypse or something happened, and all the house pets and animals are the only ones
that
survived.
Was that urban jungle? I thought it was called something else.
Maybe it's called something else, but I heard it was a, I thought it was called urban jungle.
Is that like the one where you play as like a little puppy or a little tiny dog?
Little Pomeranian.
And then you can,
a little Pomeranian. You can form packs with other house pets and dogs and whatnot, try to get around the all the wild animals
that
got out
of
the zoo.
I know what you're talking about now. If that was the name of it, I'd just forgotten it. We also had
Tokyo Jungle.
Tokyo Jungle. Yeah. They were showing off Spider-Man stuff in this, and I thought, well, what are they doing here? Are they about to announce a console or this is not 2 that they're talking about. They're showing Spider-Man. Well, apparently the remastered version of Spider-Man and Spider-Man Miles Morales, the Game of the Year edition, all that stuff, is coming to PC in August, which is great to see that Sony is releasing PC titles. This is wonderful for folks who are not getting PS5s, PS4s, who have kind of broken away from the console thing. Hey, we're getting some PlayStation games on PC finally. Mm-hmm. So good for them on doing that. I think we're going to be getting more, too. There was a leak for Sackboy Adventure and Returnal showing what looked like PC settings in the main menus of the screens there. Now, take that with a grain of salt. We don't know if we're going to get it or not. Street Fighter VI, we got gameplay.
Yeah, we finally did.
I defer to you on this since I don't touch that stuff at all. What did you think of what you saw?
Has a very nice aesthetic. Looks nice. The roster. I saw the news about the roster leaking.
There was the leak of the roster.
So a lot of people were taking that into account. The first thing people were talking about really was about with the issue with Ken. Apparently with the story, the way it's going is that the game has gone. The story has gone like years. This is like years in the future since the last iteration of 5. They've taken some bold story elements in this title, and the fans have reacted. Like one of the characters of, like I said, Ken. Ken was rich, part of the Masters organization, part of that family. But for some reason, they look at his character design. He looks like a washed up, like a bum, like something bad has happened to him. And story is coming out. Rumors is coming out that he lost his wife. Wife took the kid from him.
They giving him a Max Payne treatment? Payne 3?
Well, not murder or whatever. She just got tired of lifestyle for whatever reason, just left. So he's lost his fighting spirit. Now he's trying to get it back.
Yeah.
Something like that has gone on. A lot of people were really stoked about the character design for Cammy. Instead of the leotard, she's got the more casual look to her. I mean, all the characters really look has aged, like some significant time has passed.
Yeah.
So some returning characters are back. DJ has come back. A lot of other characters from the other Street Fighter titles have come back as well.
How many characters do we know of? Do you know?
Well, the leak was the original 8 are still in there. And I want to say somewhere in the 20s, 24.
Okay.
Yeah, like according to leaked images or whatnot. But of course, there's probably going to be some DLC coming down the line anyway, in addition to those characters.
Hey, RJ.
Yeah.
This is Matt on the phone, by the way.
Hey, Matt.
Hey. My question is Dan going to be in it?
If fans talk about it enough, maybe. But
I was going to say, you got the leak listing. I don't think Dan was in those.
Dan wasn't in there. If Dan is in
there. You got to have Dan Hibiki.
Well, yeah, you said that for 5, and he brought him in there, and he was pretty much a force in that game. In number 5, but if the fans talk about it enough, maybe they will do it. If not, oh well. You can play with them in 5. Yeah.
They showed off what a battle hub. I think I don't know what that is. Just a real quick little.
It looked like a open world exploration type thing going on
there.
So
you can go over here for tournament play, or maybe you can go over here for practice. I don't know. I don't exactly know what it is for.
It looked like running around and actually being a literal street fighter, like going in the street.
At like a tournament.
Yeah, fighting in the street,
which would be interesting. I will say what I did enjoy. I kind of like the over the top clunk, whatever that is, of the character art type
aesthetic
thing.
Yeah,
I liked the
glowing, the flashing, the
not necessarily the flashing, but the style that they've animated their characters with.
The body morphing,
the bulky, whatever that is.
The body morphing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Something like that. Yeah,
but the color, the little paint splashes, the very Splatoon esque splashes of color during some of the powerful moves. And
yeah,
things
we had
like
that. Yeah, we introduced that in 4, and then in 5, it got character specific.
Mm-hmm.
It was like everyone had the same dark black and white, silver and white flash when they did a counter move in there. Now it's like for Ryu was like the same for black, silver, and white, and then for like Cody was like blue, red, and white, and
yeah,
for other characters it was different colors based on their personality or their story or whatnot. So it's been a little more enhanced and revamped for 6.
Hey Matt, did you ever play? You never played the Spider-Man games either, did you?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I didn't know. Miles Morales.
Okay, I was gonna say I didn't know that you had a PS. That's right, you had a PS4. So
I had a 4.
Yeah, you would have played that.
So did I hear you correct? They're coming to the PC.
Yes.
Man, in August. That makes me happy.
Yeah. You'll be able to play the Spider-Man remastered version, and you'll be able to play the Miles Morales one.
I really like how Sega is doing these, I'm not Sega, Sony is doing these sort of like Sony exclusives, like the Spider-Man, the Horizon.
God of War, Uncharted.
God of War, Uncharted. I like how they're doing that on PC. I want them to do Ghost of Tsushima.
There's again, rumor is likely that that's going to be the case. I think Ghost will be there. I think obviously we've got Returnal was another one that's going to be released. Sackboy Adventures will be, or at least that's what we've found from the leak. And I imagine Ghost is going to be there as well.
At this point, it doesn't matter that I can't find a PS5.
No, it doesn't.
I'll just play them off my computer.
No. It's great. It is great. I mean, I'm fine. I have the PS5. I love the fact that they're doing this, though, and releasing these things on PC. I think it's fantastic. So I'm very.
I hope it'll be Steam, so I can do it on my Steam Deck.
You probably will be able to. I mean, so far they've all been Steam releases, haven't they?
Well, the Final Fantasy remake, you know, that was on Epic Game Store. That's not on Steam.
Yeah, but that's also Square Enix, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, so it's not Sony. Sony's releasing their first-party titles, which I don't think that was a first-party. No, that's not a first-party title. It's Square. It may be an exclusive, or at least it was a console exclusive.
Yeah,
it may be a PlayStation console exclusive, but that's why you got a PC version. Yeah, but I as far as anything that Sony is releasing. So Last of Us is probably going to get a PC release. Last of Us 2 will probably be there, I would think. I mean, you've already got the Uncharted series there, or at least you've got those Uncharted games. You have the series.
Yeah. I don't think it's all of them. I think it's just 4 and the Lost Legacy.
It's 4 and Lost Legacy, but I would imagine 1, 2, and 3 will probably make it there eventually.
I hope so.
Just weird to have them. It's just like, here's 4 and an expand alone. So
yeah,
the thing. So watching this, Josh, you still with us?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Because we got Matt on the phone, we got Josh on Discord, and then me and RJ in here.
Hey, Josh.
Hello.
They closed out the show with Final Fantasy 16.
All right.
And I knew it was coming because people were sitting in on Twitter or even in our other Discord that we talk about Destiny and stuff. People were like, oh, hey, Final Fantasy 16 has shown off some gameplay and stuff. It's Final Fantasy. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy never been it's never been something that I've been drawn to whatsoever.
Mm.
Except this. I don't know I don't know how, but
I'm curious, what about this?
I don't know. I need to go back and watch it again, but I really liked what I saw.
Not just 16 number titles, but also the spinoffs, the tactics, everything Final Fantasy has ever done, this is what
I know, right? This is the one that got me there. I don't know. It looks obviously, you know what? It looks a bit, and Josh may recognize this. Looks a bit Monster Hunter-y, doesn't it?
Okay.
Does a smidge,
yeah. Yeah, a little smidge of Monster Hunter in there, doesn't it? Which Capcom, of course, but this is Square Enix. I don't know. Not because even if it's being Monster Hunter-y, that should also not be a pull for me. I played Monster Hunter, but I never stuck with it. And Monster Hunter 2 or Monster Hunter World, or if they did a Monster Hunter World 2 or something, I still wouldn't be drawn to that because I played that one and I was like, I put some time into it, but not a lot. But my God, I was watching that. I mean, just even with Wendy, I was telling her, I'm very surprised by how that trailer made me feel. Because it is not supposed to elicit anything but...
Yeah, it's fantasy.
To me, you know, it's for me, it's just be like, I'm glad it's there because people are going to love it, but it ain't for me. Watched that trailer and I was just like, I'm down for this. I would like to try this. Now, this is the first I've seen of it. Maybe more that is revealed later on or some demos or something might change my feelings on it. But currently, right now, with what I've seen, I am on board with Final Fantasy 16.
Okay.
Very surprising. So
I'm looking at the most part. You are intrigued by the summons, I guess, or the story.
The big things, the big...
Big flashy things, yeah.
The big flashy things.
Yeah.
Maybe. The story, I don't know, because I wasn't pulled in. I don't know what the story is. But this trailer intrigued me enough that I would like to find out more.
But you're not for me with the Final Fantasy series or whatever?
Well, as far as I know, Final Fantasy is kind of an anthology where every chapter is something new.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
For the most part, there are some stuff in the same world.
Yeah. But there's not enough to connect it where you need to be up on your Final Fantasy lore to know exactly what's going on.
It's no Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
True.
from what I looked at, I mean, it's like...
Thank God, right?
No, from what I looked at, it's like... more of the same, but on a higher level, basically. I mean, it's still the same. It's still the same fighting. Maybe they've improved the fighting or fighting system or things like that. And the summons are there.
Watching a little bit of the combat, I was okay with.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm not with the combat from Final Fantasy, but what that combat showed off, I was like, I think I can get behind that.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like the modern Final Fantasy with a bit of an upgrade.
Yeah, Thar66 says it's real-time combat, not turn-based, which I am all for. I don't like turn-based combat.
Okay.
But I was actually willing to, go through with turn-based combat if that's what it was going to be because I was still interested in what was going on. And again, this could all change. This thing doesn't come out until next year, sometime in the summer or fall of next year. So there's time for this... For my mind, my feelings, everything to completely change, either with more that I see or suddenly watching this again and saying, no, it's whatever it was is not there anymore. You know, I can be fickle like that. Mm-hmm. I can see something like this trailer one time and say, ooh, I'm down for that. And then see the trailer 3 weeks later and say, I don't know what I was thinking. That's not good. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it could easily change. That's my point, though, is because I'm not supposed to like these. I've never have before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I kind of feel like my wires are crossed a little bit. Like, maybe I don't feel that way. But
The summons did it for you.
I was surprised. I was really, I don't necessarily know that it was. I think it was just an amount of everything going on. I liked the setting. I liked the sort of medieval-esque setting that they were going with. Castles and horses and knights and swords and magic and things like that. I was.
Are you a fan of that genre?
Yeah, no.
You know, half the name of the genre of the series, fantasy.
Yeah, exactly. But not necessarily, because I mean, Final Fantasy has been a lot of things, and
yeah, it has.
Yeah, like I remember Final Fantasy 9 or 10, and it was all like you're in a futuristic city. There was no knights or anything like that or whatever. I'm sure there has been in previous Final Fantasies before, but for whatever reason, this was pulling me in. Am I normally a fan of that setting? Sometimes. It depends.
Yeah.
You know? I was down with Dragon Age for a little while. Stop that. What is another one?
See, I'm trying to think of some other similar genres like that, the fantasy medieval type setting that may be pulling you in.
I don't know.
Mostly
it doesn't.
Yeah. What was the one with the Final Fantasy with the character Lightning? Which one was that?
Seven?
No.
No.
It was more recent than that.
That was 13?
13?
Yeah. Wasn't that the same type of format? That was like the real-time action fighting and the summons and whatnot. Same thing, different characters?
I don't know.
I didn't play that one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the vibe I was getting from looking at the thing. Like I said, the modern Final Fantasy with a significant upgrade that looks really nice, but it's modern day Final Fantasy. That's what I'm getting out of it. Huh. But it's not a bad thing. I mean, if you're a fan of that genre, you're gonna love it. I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to figure out why is this one popping for you when all the others did not.
I wish I could tell you, man.
I mean, Final Fantasy Remake, did that pop to you as well?
Nah, it didn't, because I did play Final Fantasy VII, I played some of it. That was kind of my introduction to Final Fantasy,
mm-hmm.
really.
Yeah.
I did have a couple of the titles for the NES,
mm-hmm.
But I actually never remember. I'm sure I played them, but not for very long, when it just did not hold my interest.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever this was, I was down for it. I loved what I saw. I'm watching it. I'm watching it again now. Obviously, I don't have any kind of audio or anything like this going on, but I like it. I like what I see. And again, I don't necessarily know that I'm seeing a lot of gameplay here, because I know Final Fantasy and Metal Gear Solid, that sort of thing, they're very cutscene heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
So I don't necessarily know what I'm looking at, how it's gameplay or...
Which is gameplay, which is cinematic.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I'm going to wait for more. Mm-hmm. But I like this. I really, really did. I really did. So that was the big surprise for me from that. All of that was that I found a Final Fantasy game that actually holds my interest so mm-hmm. far.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah. So.
What else do we have? We had Sega announce the Mega Drive Mini 2.
Mm-hmm.
Is it only in Japan? Where is that located?
Might be located.
Comes
be
with
Japan exclusive.
50
whatever.
Comes with 50 pre-installed Sega CD and Sega Genesis games.
Oh wow!
It's releasing first in Japan, October the 27th.
Yeah.
Games installed on the mini console include Popful Mail, Shining Force CD, Slipheed. Or is it Slipheed?
Slipheed.
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 Sonic the Hedgehog CD, Virtual Racing, and others. It'll also include a port of Fantasy Zone, a game that wasn't released on the original console.
Mm-hmm.
Does not have a full list of games, which is interesting that they wouldn't have that.
Most probably the draw is going to be, like you said, the exclusive, not never released in the U.S. type thing.
Huh.
I used to play Silphied on my Apple IIgs back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the trailer for it now to see if anything pops up as far as game titles, although it's probably... Yeah, they're just showing off the ones I think they already listed. Silphied, Shining Force CD, which we already talked about. Sonic CD, of course. It's a game I never played.
Sonic CD?
Yeah, I was always interested in it, though.
Yeah.
I liked what I saw. Ooh, there's a Japanese title, and I have no idea what that is, because it's written in Japanese. So I'm not sure what it is I'm seeing. As it goes through this virtual racing. We talked about this. This is what they got installed. So I don't think it's going to go over all 40 games that are installed. Bonanza Bros. I don't know what that is.
Bonanza Brothers?
Yep.
Yeah, team of thieves going to these areas and going these places and rob them blind.
Thunder Force 4?
Yeah, space shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do we have here? Ooh, I don't know what this is.
Was it 6 or 5? The one that came out the same time as one of those Thunder Forces came out at the same time as Radiant Silvergun, and it's kind of like what happened with Elden Ring and Horizon Forbidden West.
Yeah, they're showing off Fantasy Zone. Yeah, it doesn't have every... It's not showing off everything that's going to be coming to the thing. It's only showing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... Only showing 11 out of the 50 pre-installed Sega CD and Sega Genesis games.
Mm-hmm.
A lot there for you. But it's in Japan, October. I don't know when or if it will get a release here in the States. Am I behind on a commercial? Yeah. We got to take a break. We're behind. We got to take a break. Matt, hang on, okay?
Actually, I'm about to have to go.
Okay, all right.
I just wanted to call and say hey.
All right, man.
Hey, man. Hey, good hearing from you, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Josh, hang on.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back. Here is music from Roundguard. It is called Victory, Ode to Joy. We'll be right back after this with more of In-Game Chat. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is music from Sniper Elite 5, which came out just a few days ago. Well, last week, I believe, is when it came out.
Yeah.
It's the main theme for the game. I've not yet played it. It is on Game Pass. I know I could play it, but I really prefer to play those games on PC.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
precision.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Long-distance precision shots. I don't want to do that with a controller.
Mm-hmm.
Rather do that on PC. So... with a mouse and keyboard. But anyway, welcome back to the show. We really don't have a lot of time to dig into anything, so I'm just going to hit some real quickies, unless, Josh, you've got anything you want to bring up.
Callisto Protocol.
I forgot about that one. I don't know much about it, but I forgot about that one. Callisto Protocol for the... it was from the Sony State of Play thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
What was...
The next game from part of the team that made the Dead Space series.
Okay, yeah, I was getting a lot of Dead Space vibes. That's a first-person game, right? First-person shooter thing?
I think it might be third-person again.
Is it third-person? I don't remember.
Yeah, they had this color ring on the back of
That's right. That's where I got the Dead Space thought from. Anytime you put, like, health statistics on the character and incorporate them into... the story, like
that was the first one that did it, wasn't it, or something earlier?
There may have been something before that.
Who did it before Dead Space? If anybody can remember, yeah.
I wouldn't know, but I'm sure somebody probably did.
Yeah,
but I remember Dead Space being the one that did that, and they made that part of like
it was part of what made that series stand out.
Well, yeah, because you didn't have to have a hub.
Or
HUD. You didn't have to you didn't have to have a HUD telling you what your health was or what your ammo pack was or anything like that. It was all right there on the character. You could see all of it.
Yeah,
And I really, really like that, more of the immersion, to get more of the unnecessary stuff off the screen, even though it's still there, just in a different way that is incorporated into...
It keeps you focused on your surroundings,
because game,
you have to, yeah.
So, yeah, that was interesting.
So, spiritual successor to Dead Space, do you think?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it does take place in space.
Yeah. Also kind of canonical with the PUBG universe, apparently.
I have no idea.
Mm.
The what-chi universe?
PUBG.
PUBG. Oh, that's right. It is. Yeah.
There's some kind of connection, they said.
Well, didn't they say it was going to take place in that universe, but then they said, no, it doesn't?
Mm.
They came back and said something like, nah, it's not, or something. I don't remember.
Okay. It was weird, definitely.
Okay, I definitely remember that from Dead Space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting a sequel to Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which will be next year from Respawn. We got the teaser for that. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2, we got a release date for that on the Nintendo Switch. If you're interested in that, most people have already played it that I know of. I don't think a lot of people are waiting around for a Switch version of that game, but I'm glad that they're getting it. So, what else is going on?
Some cliff notes I wanted to mention.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
There is or was a Games Workshop thing going on, an event right now, this week, I think. And they showed a bunch of trailers for games coming.
Where? You got a link to that?
I don't have one handy right now. I can.
If you can find one, throw that in the Discord later. I'd like to see
some,
it.
Some Skulls, something Skulls is the name of it, I think. It's a Steam sale and GOG sale going on right now as well.
Okay.
But yeah, what they showed is Warhammer 40K Rogue Trader. Which
oh, that's
is
right, yeah.
A sci-fi CRPG.
And like then they got the another game from in the Warhammer universe, didn't they?
Yeah, a bunch of them. They showed a trailer for Warhammer 40K Bolt Gun, which is essentially Doom 1 or 2
yeah.
with Warhammer 40K paint. They showed more of Darktide, Warhammer 40K Darktide. That's the follow-up game from the Vermintide series.
Mm-hmm.
And they also talked a little bit more about Space Marine 2.
Hmm.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, send me a link. I'm not really into that, but I would like to see some of what they showed off. See, this whole thing with Final Fantasy 16, it's like, well, hey, don't skip on trailers that you normally would, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I would not give a second thought to Warhammer. I've never played any of those games. Space Marine was the closest I think I ever came to playing one, and I still didn't play it.
Mm.
But I had interest to Space Marine. So Space Marine 2 kind of holds my interest as well. But after this whole thing, I'm like, well, who knows what I might like.
Mm-hmm.
Send me a trailer. I'll watch it. See. Again, and Chris called back and was talking about the Final Fantasy thing. So seeing it the first time... the other day was the first and only time I had seen it until watching it here in the studio with the sound off.
Mm-hmm.
And realized that what I am seeing, I have no idea what is gameplay. I have no idea what is cutscene. And so I'm not sure if I was pulled in by cutscene play or gameplay. I don't know. And so at the end of the trailer, it says, you know, summer 2023, which I'm sure will not hold. It won't get sooner than that, but I'm sure it won't hold at summer of next year. But that is plenty of time for me to see more gameplay, for more stuff to be released about it, so that I can really figure out if, like, am I being misdirected, I guess you could say?
Yeah.
You know, am I being sold on not gameplay?
Is it a game you want to play or a game you just want to look at?
Yeah. Well, like The Quarry.
Yeah.
Where you can watch that game play out by itself.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Not that I want to do that in something like a Final Fantasy. If Quarry, maybe, because it has... Yeah. I mean, it's particularly a slasher movie homage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Final Fantasy 16 or whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any of that stuff.
Or it's
if
like,
at most, it has a convoluted, unbearable story.
Yeah. I mean, or like you with around Evo time or tournament time. You... Even play Street Fighter, but you have a good time watching it. You will watch the tournaments that's going on there. Yeah.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, so
I totally will.
Maybe you have that. Maybe that's what's going on.
Apparently, I'll be watching them play Multiversus now instead of Smash, since they're pulling that out of Evo.
Yeah, they'll find something.
Are they doing an Evo? They're doing an Evo this year, right?
If I haven't heard anything, but
it's not going to be it. It's going to be another
Is it going to be another virtual online
thing? It's not going to be.
Is it going to be another online thing? I mean, we just had Combo Breaker take place, and that was pretty good.
Let's see, Evo 20.
Let's see, August 5th through the 7th. Vegas, right. Arena tickets.
Okay.
Register now. Okay. Guess so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. They're going to be back into the. Okay. Cool.
Let's see. Street Fighter V, Guilty Gear Strive, Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate, King of Fighters 15, Tekken
Melty
7.
Melty Blood,
your favorite. Dragon Ball FighterZ, Grand Blue Fantasy Versus, and Skullgirls, second encore. Okay.
Well, I'm down for Mortal Kombat 11 and Street Fighter V Championship Edition. Maybe some Tekken. I'll probably check out Melty Blood just because it's called Melty Blood, and I think that's cool. What I don't see here is I don't see Marvel versus Capcom or anything.
Smash.
They wouldn't have Injustice, obviously, because that's not out yet, or at least not current. But yeah, there's definitely no Smash.
Yeah, that's the official tournament list.
Yeah.
Maybe some side thing going on, something someone else can set up, I don't know, but the official tournament list are those nine.
All right, August 5th through the 7th.
Mandalay Bay.
Cool. Can't wait to watch that. Love watching those.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly love watching the Smash stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be there, though.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting closer and closer to that that clock there. Oh, some deals going on. We got... What's the free game on Epic Game Store? It's... New Blood, Wolfenstein New Blood. And there is also the Games with Gold on Xbox. Super Meat Boy, the Avon Colony, Project High Rise are part of that. What else? Nintendo added some games to the SNES and NES apps on the Switch. Don't remember what those were. But I can look it up real quick. Congo's Caper? Never heard of that one. Yeah, Congo's Caper. Will you please just give me a list? I don't see a list. So I'm scanning real quick just to tell you what they are. Congo's Caper, something else called Pinball, which I'm guessing is, you know, pinball. So, yeah. And then finally, there is a deal right now on the Humble Bundle site. And I put this in here. I don't think I meant to put this in there. I meant to save this so that I would keep it around handy. But for those of you that like your city builders, of which I am one of them, there is a City Skylines Humble Bundle going on, which contains 6 years of DLC plus the game itself. You can get all of that stuff. And it's a ton. 32 pieces of content for $20. And it's the PC version. So, yeah. You get City Skylines. You'll get 9 expansions and 21 add-ons for $20. Then you'll also get a coupon that you can use to buy all the stuff that has been released after they have the cutoff on this thing. Like, this thing cuts off from summer of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that was released summer of last year up to now... You have a coupon to get, I think, 20% off all of that if you wanted to do that. So, yeah, if you're into that stuff. And it's only got about 11 days left to go. So jump on that if you want to. Hey, Josh, thank you so much for joining us in the chat room here.
Anytime I can.
Well, take care, buddy, and we will talk to you next week, all right?
You as well. Take care.
All right.
Have a good one.
Yeah, we're going to wrap things up here. I want to thank everybody who joined us in the chat room. There's a lot of you there. We got... True Dalbert? I don't know who that is. Violet's TV, Stephen Van Damme, Nabokov fan, Evans, Adelina, Drunk Degenerates, Dank, King Around, I think. Dan King Around. A10, another TV viewer, Alien Gathering, Alien Conglomeration, OAX2. I don't know who these people are. But thank you all for joining us. Going to leave you now with music from Unpacking. That really chill game about... Well, unpacking. Hope you guys have a fantastic week. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.